While the big picture informs the small picture, and each detail of our lives is critical to the long, overarching narrative. And even setbacks and moments that seem darker are part of the Ferris wheel, are part of the cycle of life, the journey of life. Yet at the same time, though changes happen in an incremental and accumulative way, as we've explained, at the same time, there are moments called epiphanies, like cracks, moments where we actually can see and witness a transition. It's not common, it's rare. Because things usually change gradually. But sometimes we're blessed, and the blessing can also sometimes be a great challenge to see a transition. It's like the moment of birth when the womb opens up and a new child emerges. Other transitions that take place in life are actually magical moments, but very often they're associated with pain. As Leonard Cohen says, that forget your perfect offering, everything has cracks. It's through the cracks that the light gets in. When the egg is about to shatter, the egg is about to crack open. And that's when the new chick emerges. So transitions are going to have an element of pain because an earlier state, an earlier paradigm is being left behind as we open ourselves up to a new paradigm. I would submit that we are now in one of those transitions. No one expected it in the beginning of 2020. Who would have known? But then things began to unravel. The disruptions of COVID-19 that affected every aspect of our lives caused pain, loss, death. But it's a transition. So when you look at the whole picture and see each detail, as I said, usually you won't see shifts. But here is a shift. At the same time, shifts don't happen radically. Even though it is a wake-up call, and even though it is a transition, you have to still see it in the context of and panorama of history. So what does it mean practically? It means we need to know where we're at. Never get caught up in the moment. Step back. We're in a particular moment in history that has the ability to actually change the course of events for the best, for the better and for the best, as long as we don't get trapped in the moment and we recognize the moment that we do now and the acts we do. They may be singular acts, small acts, but they have the power to change the entire future. And a special power when you actually see a transition in the making.